Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareathome.com.au, where we help long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy to improve their quality of life, and where we also help hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I was talking about why intensive care at home is not killing a sacred cow by offering home care services. You can read, watch, or listen to last week's update by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to talk about what care is needed for intensive care at home. In case you have wondered how a transition from intensive care to a home care environment is possible for an adult or a child who is long-term ventilated with a tracheostomy, today I want to shed more light on the actual care and the equipment required when taking a client home from ICU. First of all, in case you are still skeptical whether long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy are safe in their own home, and if you are still wondering whether intensive care at home is really offering a genuine alternative to a long-term stay in intensive care, let me tell you that when I first heard about similar services coming up in Germany around 15 years ago, I probably felt like you feel, and I was skeptical myself. However, as soon as I started working with long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy in their own home, my skepticism flew out of the window because of the possibilities and the opportunities that are created for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy and their families in their own home. First, let's quickly look at the logistics, such as what equipment is needed for a long-term ventilated adult or child with tracheostomy, so that you can get a feel for it. The equipment required is a ventilator designed for home care with ventilation features including SIMV, pressure support, CPAP, BiPAP, PEEP, etc., just like in intensive care. You also need an oxygen concentrator. You need spare tracheostomy tubes and inner cannulas. You need ventilation circuits, which are disposable ones. You need a humidifier, a suction apparatus. You need suction catheters or an inline suction catheter. You need pulse oximetry and or an ECG monitor, depending on the client's condition. You need a cuff manometer to check the cuff tube pressure. You need a resuscitation bag, including a PEEP valve. You need a sterile tracheodilator, and you need a special care bed. I've not listed consumables such as trachea dressing and or other consumables required for the care of a client, but that's obviously required as well. What's also required is a nursing roster provided by us to provide the care in the home and a medical practitioner overseeing the care of the client. The medical practitioner is ideally an intensivist, but it can also be a respiratory physician, an anaesthetist, or a pediatrician. I have worked with all of those specialists when looking after ventilated clients in their own home. And now comes the most important part of when it comes to taking long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy home. It's mindset. People's mindset is critical. The knowledge, the belief, a can-do attitude, and doing whatever it takes are key ingredients when it comes to making the transition from intensive care to home. Without those key ingredients, nothing is going to happen. We obviously believe that we are bringing all of the above to the table and create a win-win situation for all stakeholders in this process. I would like your thoughts and comments. How important do you think people's mindset is when it comes to taking long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy home? Leave your comments on the blog here or send me an email to patrick@intensivecareathome.com.au. Thank you for tuning into this week's blog, and if you want to discuss your needs for your intensive care unit, feel free to give me a call on 041-094-2230. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareathome.com.au, and I'll see you again in another update next week.